Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Ed Ackerley. You know, Jump in Tucson is a unique format show with different hosts every day covering a wide range of topics. I host Mondays for Wonder, the good things going on at the University of Arizona. Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour. On Wednesday, Grant Kruger hosts. And then on Thursdays, Tom Moulton talks about attractions in Tucson. Then on Friday, I get to talk to companies and organizations and nonprofits that have done great work in Tucson and talk about the success of their companies and what they do. So this morning we have a couple of people who have been doing something fun in Tucson for some time. Welcome Jerry and Heather Woods. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys have a unique little business that you you operate on the east side of town. It's called Pistolero's Western Stunt Show. And so that's a little activity that is great if you've ever experienced it, like we just did the other night. But before we get to talking about that activity, let's talk a little bit about you two and how you met each other and how you got to doing what you do. So let's start with you, Heather. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You're done. We were just in the green room talking a little bit about doing a little bit of acting and so forth for commercials and so forth. So what's your background?
Yeah, so I'm a Tucson native. And so I was enrolled in some of the programs in schools for musical theater and dance. And so I was involved in that stuff really early on. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to be a performer in elementary school. And I worked with Armin Dertadian. Was one of my teachers. He was
great
a big
guy.
Role model for me. Yeah. The Gaslight was my dream at the time, right, as I was growing up, and we spent a lot of time there. And so I get into high school and I think, well, I'm just gonna jump out into, you know, I'm gonna go to New York and mm-hmm. and be on stage, and that just didn't, you know, life. I ended up getting married and having kids, and so I was involved in a lot of community theater throughout, you know, from the mm-hmm. from the age of 9, basically. And then once my kids were at an age where I could leave them with other people, I started jumping back into it again, and I kind of took a foray into film as well, not just live theater. So I did some stuff for Pima Community College, some films for some independents that came through, some commercials like we talked about.
Right.
That was never my dream, though. That was never my love. Live theater was always my love. And so I really wanted a way to get back into that. And that's where Jerry came in. I ended up at Trail Dust Town working in the old-time Photoshop.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So I was helping to run that with another gentleman for about a year and a half. And while I was there, I met Jerry and the other stunt crew. And he was looking to hire, and he was running this workshop where you could learn, right, anybody could come in and learn stunts. And so that's what I decided to do. I took the workshop. I think I did pretty well, right, Jerry?
Yeah, the workshop paid off.
Yeah, that's great. And a little about your background, Jerry, of you getting into the stunt business and doing all the work that you've done over the years.
Well, in high school, my buddy Mark, who we were in choir together, or chorus, at Cholla High School, this is back in 77, 78, I guess, we went out to Old Tucson, and we were part of the Explorer Scouts out there, mm-hmm. learning how to do stunts from the Old Tucson stuntmen. And so that's how I got my first taste of doing stunt work and acting. And after a stint in the military, 8 years, I...
Thank you for that service.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And I got a job at Old Tucson, actual employment, and I worked out there in the early 90s. And after some time, I found my way to Trail Dust Town and helped them start a show there in 97. Mm-hmm. And so for years, I was a Trail Dust Town employee and developed the show through them. And it is what it is today because of their investment in the show and how much they are Old West enthusiasts.
Right.
And so we're still there. Now, obviously we don't work for Trail Dust Town anymore. We're running as our own business because they had to shut it down in 2020 because of the pandemic. But they give us an opportunity to pick up the reins and do what we could with it.
Right. So we're talking to Jerry and Heather Woods, the owners of Pistolero's Western Stunt Show in Trailless Town. Tell us a little bit about your boys and your family, and it's a family operation. So how many kids do you have, and who's all working in the business?
So we have three children. Our oldest, Noah, started in 2015. I believe it was 2015. Well, I should say he'd been doing roping and stuff for pre-show for us, you know, from the time he was 11. Mm-hmm. So because he started in our backyard, we have a daughter and Abigail, mm-hmm. and our son Jacob, and they all work for the show. Jacob and Noah are in the show, mm-hmm. as actors, and Abby helps run the tickets and the merchandising and things like that. And they, when they were kids, Noah built a stunt set in our backyard when he was 11 and roped his brother and sister in, and Noah would fall from this set that he built into mm-hmm. a bag that he made and entertain the family at Christmas time. So that's where he started. Right. So he was a natural. I mean, as soon as he turned 18, he was in the show for sure. The other two came in when it became our own business, basically. Right.
Do they work elsewhere, or is this full-time for
them?
This
is their full-time job, yeah.
Wow, so, yeah. You got to make this work then, right?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah. All our eggs in one basket.
You're feeding four families, not just one, and more, because you got other people that work for you, too.
And so. We have a new grandbaby now, so we're feeding a grandchild, too. So.
And we're already training him to be in the show.
That's right.
That's good.
He's only 7 months old.
Yep. So you were at the photography studio, and he was working with the stunt guys, and how did you guys meet, and how did that all come about?
Well, Jerry, we met at the workshop, but before that, Jerry really didn't like me very much because when I worked at the photo shop, I would dress like a saloon girl to kind of bring people into the business. Mm-hmm. And the boys, all the stuntmen would come over and talk to me instead of advertising the show. So he was not very happy about that. So I don't think he was very happy with me early on. But then he started the stunt workshop and I started taking that. So. Yeah. That's where it all started.
That's right.
How long did it take from there before you got married? Was it a couple years?
It was a year.
A year?
Yeah.
No, it was more than that.
No, it was a year because I trained to be in the show through the workshop. Right. Jerry said, I need a girl. Do you think you could do it? And I said, yeah, I mean, I'm doing great. So he hired me for the show. I started training, broke my tailbone right out the gate.
Wow.
And then she got out of the show.
And so I quit.
Right. And then so she's back at the Photoshop and we started dating after that. And I had to convince her to go back into the show, and it took a lot.
It was a year later, same show, training for the same show, and he said, I really, really need a girl. I think you need to try it again. And so I said, okay, I will, and I did, and been there ever since. That was 17 years ago.
The rest is history, as they say, right?
17 years and 10 major injuries.
Well, great. We're talking with Jerry and Heather Woods, the owners of Pistolero's Western Stunt Show in Trail Dust Town. We'll take a break here and we'll come back. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the show right now and how people can get involved. So you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley. Our guests today are Jerry Woods and Heather Woods. Together they own Pistolero's Western Stunt Show in Trail Dust Town. And a family business. You got three kids that are involved in it, and grandbaby on his way to be the next star, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you actually do for those people that aren't familiar with what a stunt show is and what a Western stunt show would act. From the beginning, what should someone expect when they go to Trail Dust Town, wander around, go into some of the shops, and then wander over to your area and buy a ticket and go in and see? What are they going to see, Jerry?
Well, they should expect humor. We have a funny show, something that's all ages, except for people that are sensitive to loud noises because we have to fire guns and we have explosives and stuff like that go off. So a funny show and with lots of spectacle. We strive to do all of our fights and falls and things like that people have commented it's very athletic. We lots of flipping and falling off buildings, and of course we fire the guns. But that's not the mainstay of the show. Is shooting guns throughout the entire show.
Right.
We try to have a great storyline that people can follow. But for people who aren't interested in that, we've got the humor and the spectacle as well.
Right. Heather, when we were there with my family watching with our grandkids, you kind of took the lead as like the MC or and kind of walked the, and then you had engagement with the audience as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of your role, is to kind of pull the audience with you into the show.
Absolutely. I think what sets us apart from a lot of other shows is our audience interaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. We call them, they're basically our fourth character.
Right.
We have three people on stage and then we have them, and we're always trying to bring them in, because I think that, first of all, we're right on top of them. You know, unlike
right.
other shows you might go see, we're about 10 feet from you,
right.
you know, in some cases. So, I think that bringing the audience in is one of our most favorite parts of the show.
Right.
It's just interacting, and every audience is different. So every interaction is different. And so you could come see the show one night, you could see the same cast another night, and you're going to see a different show just because the audience is different.
Right, right. And in 97, you said you wrote, was it Killer Miller or whatever?
That's right.
It was.
Killer Miller was our first show.
Right.
And we performed it one night, and then one of my actors got hurt at another job. So we had to fall back and come up with another plan. So we all just did a show that we already knew.
Right.
And that show developed into our main show. And we didn't really get back to Killer Miller for a year or two. So it was kind of funny how that worked out.
So how many different shows have you written, and how many different shows do you engage over the year? How many different, if someone went a couple times, would they see different shows?
Well, we try to put up a new show once a year.
Uh-huh.
So that's our goal, is to put up a new show once a year. And then we might have a specialty show that might be a gangster era show,
right.
or we'll take a special character like Wild Bill Hickok and develop a show around him, and we'll have a larger cast, and that would be a special event show. And and then of course for Halloween and Christmas we have special shows for that, mm-hmm. as well. So in one year we might do five different shows, and throughout the years we've done, I don't know, probably about 20 different shows at
right.
least.
You know, my family is a big marketing and advertising family, and we think that promoting yourself is the most important thing you can do as a business. You can have the greatest business in the world, the greatest idea, the greatest thing, but if you don't tell people about it, all you do is
right.
think about all the great things you could do maybe
yeah.
someday.
I'm always getting in trouble with Heather on that, because I'll go out and hawk the show and I'll say,
yeah.
it's Arizona's best and most thrilling Wild West gunfight show, and she'll correct me saying,
it's the nation's number one Wild West stunt show.
I love it.
And
love
we can say that because we've been to all of... Jerry drags me on every family vacation to every Western gunfight in the nation.
You've seen them all.
We know how different we are. And that's one thing we struggle with, is the expectation of people coming out that have seen a quote-unquote gunfight show somewhere else. And they
yeah.
think, I've seen one. I don't need to see this one. And so we want to let them know that we have something different than
right.
what they've seen before.
We're talking with Heather Woods and Jerry Woods, the owners of Pistoleros, the Western Stunt Show in Trail Dust Town. Jerry, one of the things that I saw you at the 88 Crime Dinner, I was over at that, and you were out in the Trail Dust Town walking around. And then one of the things I think you do really well is to engage with people that are at Pinnacle Peak or people that are in Trail Dust Town. You walk up to them and start talking to them about things, and then you, hey, come on over and see the gunfight. That probably by itself is one of the most important, impactful things you do for the show, I would imagine.
Yeah, I kind of pride myself on that. And getting to my age, because I just turned 60, that's probably going to be my main duty. not falling off roofs
yeah, anymore.
Yeah. I'm trying to edge myself or work myself out of that position, but who knows. And I love engaging with the public out there. I love talking to the kids. I love that people show up at Trail Dust Town and there's, you know, a rootin' tootin' Hooten Wild West figure out there
right.
spinning his guns and making fun of people and telling kids he's going to throw him in jail, if,
right.
whatever, you know, whatever it might be. And you just know that you're kind of making it special for them that
right.
evening. Yeah.
And you obviously look the part with your handlebar mustache
right,
and,
yeah,
the, and the get-up
right.
that you put on you. You look like the Old West guy that is, you know, going to engage with those people. And,
yeah.
And they all want selfies with you
right.
and photos
yeah.
with you. And then you tell them to come over to the show. And
right.
There were some people sitting next to us who went over to the show after you talked to them at the table, and they came over and kind of sat next to us at the show. So That's a great way of doing that.
Most people, when they come to the show, have no idea what to expect, and they're always pleasantly surprised about how much production value the show has.
Right. I think it would be a great thing, too, you know, getting people to come back again and again to see it. As you know, they enjoy it, they'll come back. But certainly when guests are in town, what a great place to bring them over to Trail This Town and get them to a show.
Yeah, it's easy access. You know, you can come in and have a terrific dinner and come see a show. And it's easier to do than maybe some other places.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the show is not too long either. It's maybe 30 minutes at the most.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the shows are half an hour.
Right. Yeah. And so you get a great experience, and it's not you're not there all day long. Tell us a little bit about the ticket prices and how you go about getting tickets to the shows. Obviously, you could walk right up and get them, but how do you go about it? You can go online and get them in other ways?
You can get them online at wildweststuntshow.com. You can also get them at the gate. Excuse me. You can get them at the gate. We just added, with the new year, we raised our prices finally. We hadn't done it for a couple years, and we had a very rough year last year. So we finally raised them. And so we're up to $10.50 for adults, mm-hmm. but we have discounts for senior, military, fire, police, and then we have children are $9.50. And we also added a new priority seating ticket, which means that you can walk around. You don't have to stand in line and wait. And when the gate opens, you're first in.
Right.
You just have to be there when the gate opens. So.
And don't forget about discount night on Thursdays.
And we have, on Thursdays, we have our prices from last year for everybody across the board. So
you do Thursday nights now, as well as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
That's right. On the weekend nights, we do them on 7 and 8 o'clock, but on Thursday, we do a 7 o'clock show only.
Right. Is that all the time now, or is that just for the summer?
That's all the time. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, so you get a couple days off from recover from your falls and all that. You get a couple days to recuperate, huh?
Use it to repair the set, repair ourselves.
Rehearse.
Right. Yeah, so it's time we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just wanted to mention one other thing. You know, you're a small company. You're trying to make this work, and you're the Pistoleros. Talk a little bit about, you obviously are the owners and so forth, but... fans can support you in other ways too, other than just coming to their show and buying it. Obviously, they can tell other people about it for you and spread the word. But they can donate, and they can also buy merchandise, correct?
That's correct. They can buy merchandise online, as Heather said, at wildweststuntshow.com. That's our website. And we have a small amount of concessions and things like that, just to keep the kids from fidgeting too much, you know, and keep people hydrated, which is important this time of year. But I think the best thing that fans can do for us, or people who want to support the show can do, is just give us a good internet presence, you know, talk about us online. That's how most people who don't know anything about the show find us, because they're just like, what can we do in Tucson?
Right.
And they start looking around, and when we pop up, they go, well, that sounds intriguing. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's unique and different. It's not your normal thing that you would do. So you go to it. It's pretty. And like you say, when they walk in, they don't know what they're getting, and then they walk out. You can almost feel the energy when they're walking out of the show and they're talking, and the energy level amongst the fans has gone up quite a bit. It's a really cool experience. As I said, I took a couple of my grandkids there. Our only two grandkids right now, and they just loved it. And they've been to it many times, but they just love it, and it's they're laughing on the way out, and that you can tell, because then they get in the car and they're amped up a little bit. By the way, thanks for that.
They're doing their own stunt show.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we're selling sugary things.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you've owned it now for a couple of years since the pandemic.
Yeah, 2020 we took it over.
But you've been there since 97.
I've been there since 97, and Heather's been there since 2016.
2006.
Six.
16.
Oh, six.
2006, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it doesn't feel very long with
that's
me.
That's me turning 60. So.
Yeah. Well, 97, you know, you're coming up on an anniversary here in a couple of years. You're going to have been there for, is that 30 years?
Yeah,
is that
right? 30 soon.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so you're probably right. Let Noah and the other ones punch each other and fall off the buildings, and you can MC and narrate and so forth.
Sounds
you're
great.
You're still fairly active, though, Heather.
I'm still very active. I'm not ready to get out. I'm only 50, so.
Right.
I got a good 10 years before I need to step down.
But you're flying around just like they are. It's amazing how you guys, the physical ability. Well, if you're looking for something fun to do, go to see the Pistoleros Western Stunt Show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Trail Dust Town. What's that website, Heather?
WildWestStuntShow.com.
And if you just want to show up at the ticket gate and buy a ticket, you can do that as well, right?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you for being here today, and thank you for jumping in and being a success story in Tucson.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break. Welcome to Jump in Tucson. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley. On Monday, we have our University of Arizona Wonder Show, where we talk about the great things happening at the University of Arizona in research and education and students and staff and faculty and all the great things. We're going to talk a little bit now about something that's been going on for almost 15 years now, Coaches for Charity. So welcome Janet Hare and Cassidy Hare and Bill Ackerley. Welcome to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Thank
morning.
So Janet, just as a brief history, Coaches for Charity was established in 2009 as a kind of a labor of love between you and me doing something fun, right?
Yep. We were trying to come up with a charitable organization for a golf tournament to give some money to, and we were coming up short, and so we made our own.
Right, right. And the first 2 years we had golf tournaments and involved the coaches at the University of Arizona, and then we had our very first kickoff classic, which was the high school football kickoff. We called it the Jamboree. We had started at 5 o'clock and ended it at 2 o'clock in the morning. It went on forever. We had a rain delay, and it was four teams, two games back to back at Tucson High School. It went on forever on a Thursday, and oh boy, that was tough getting those kids back up for school the next day. So we didn't complete that. We never went back to the two teams on the same venue. We started going to different games, different locations, and we've had as many as four games go on at the same time on a Thursday night. So we have that event, the high school football kickoff classic, coming up in August, late August. We have Bill. We have the Ross Cruz Cougar Classic. Tell us a little bit about that.
That usually happens in the first three Saturdays in February, and that's Dale Lopez's tournament for the middle school and elementary school kids, where they get to play on the high school courts with high school officials. So
that's about the 43rd year, I think.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, so we hopped in and tried to help him promote it as part of one of our events that we promote. Of course, one of our big events, Cassidy, is the MLK tournament that happens. What day is that? I wonder what day that.
That is MLK Day.
Yeah, so we take over where the venue is.
The venue is McHale. The high school students get to play basketball games at McHale Center, so it's very fun, very cool for the students. They love that. It's a very long all-day affair with lots of schools.
Yeah. I think as many as 10 games played on one day on McHale's court. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And again, ends at midnight. It seems like it goes on forever. But it's a great way to spend MLK Day. The other thing that we do is, and I'm going to start promoting this and asking for our listeners to support this during Thanksgiving. Coaches for Charity for the last 5 years has helped feed some students at Apollo Middle School, Utterback Middle School, St. John's and Santa Cruz Elementary Schools. And we partner with John Hone at Gap Ministries. And we have our listeners and friends and businesses underwrite a Thanksgiving box for people that need them. And we distributed last year 100. I'd like to try and do 200 this year if we can, and see if we can up that. And so Coaches for Charity will soon be promoting that as another opportunity for us to give back to the community. Well, Coaches for Charity in general is an organization that, is for students, to scholarships, to give out scholarships. We've given out thousands of dollars of scholarships over the last 15 years, and it's just a way to highlight good kids doing the right thing at the right time, healthy lifestyles, and we also honor coaches and other people that have been mentors for those students. We give away awards at the MLK to people who are administrators and coaches that have done good things. So we do lots of different things. One of the cool things we do, Bill, is this thing that's coming up on June 15th, the Bowl-a-thon.
Correct.
So where is that, and what time is it, and how can someone get involved?
So we're going to do it on Saturday, June 15th, as you said. It starts at 10 a.m. in the morning and goes till noon, and it's at the Lucky Strike Bowl over on Speedway at 4015 East Speedway. And we just put together teams, 4 to 6 people per lane, and it's $250 to bowl. And you come and have a great time bowling, and then you also get free pizza and soda pop.
And it's tax deductible.
Right.
So it's a big day of bowling, and boy, it's so much fun. And
yeah, it is.
and really the greatest thing about it, it's one of my favorite events that we do, because immediately we're able to see the results of our labor with that event.
Right.
And give a big check to an elementary school in need of sports equipment, playground equipment, whatever can help make their school a better place for the kids. And, you know, to be a part of that is just a tremendously good feeling.
From 2 years ago to last year, we doubled the amount of money we raised at the bowl-a-thon. And, well, I don't know if we want to set the bar so high that we're going to say we're going to try and double it again this particular time.
But we better get busy. If
yeah,
we're
we got.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're asking people right now, yeah. So come on out and bowl.
Yeah, and so let's talk a little bit about. There's a little silent auction there, Cassidy. How could someone help us by donating something for the silent auction?
Yeah, if you have anything you'd like to donate, we have a couple of great things right now. We have a 2-night stay at the DoubleTree Hotel, 1-night stay at Hacienda del Sol. You can donate any gift cards, any experiences around Tucson. Anything would be appreciated.
Yeah, we'll take just about anything and turn it into scholarship money if we can, or playground equipment money. So this is a pretty exciting thing. So Janet, you obviously you are the director of sales and marketing in charge over at the DoubleTree Hotel at Reed Park. You've been there for 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 decades, it feels like.
Yeah. But the DoubleTree has been, obviously, since your engagement over there, has been a great supporter of the Coaches for Charity over the years. So.
Well, the DoubleTree is iconic. Mm-hmm. They've been around 50 years in the center of town, always been a DoubleTree, and locally owned, fantastic local ownership, which really means something in the community. And we like to be a part of the community and give back. So it's all just a big extension. You know, Tucson is the biggest small town, and we're so blessed.
Yeah,
and this is our house, so let's do good things.
Speaking of the DoubleTree, the Ackerley Advertising Agency has been in business since 1968. That's 46 years, and 18 of those years, we were housed at the DoubleTree Hotel, and I miss being there and coming over to your office every day.
I miss you. It was sure a lot of fun. Who knows? Hopefully, we'll get that situation back real soon. That would be really fun.
There you go. So the bowl-a-thon is Saturday the 15th from 10 to noon. And what about the? I know Cassidy, you and your group, they're all professional bowlers, so you have to be a pretty good bowler to be in this bowl-a-thon, right?
You definitely don't have to be a good bowler. I'm a good testament to that. It is fun because at the end of the event, they do give out certain prizes for the highest score in your group. So that's always like fun to add that competitive level to it.
You know, it bears telling the world that the bumpers are available.
Yes, they are. They are.
And you're never ramps.
You're never too old for a bumper or a ramp.
And it is 10 o'clock in the morning, but adult beverages are available as well.
Yeah, so absolutely. If that helps your game, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Janet Hare and Cassidy Hare, Bill Ackerley, Ed Ackerley. We're the fearsome foursome, along with a couple of other people that have been guiding Coaches for Charity for now 15 years to try and do some good things in the marketplace. And that's it's important. Janet, we've given away thousands of dollars of scholarships, and that's important. But one area that I think you really like to do is you like to read the MLK essays that are determinants for what kind of money we're going to give away at the MLK to what students. And you've been in charge of that for a while now, and along with Mrs. House when she was engaged in that process. Pretty cool, isn't it?
It's very cool. And, for those of you parents out there, as well as any students who are listening, it is summertime, you know, gear up, and everybody is welcome to turn in an essay. And, you know, you could get it to us through our website,
right,
and also engage your classmates to do that as well. And it's interesting, the perspectives that you gain reading those essays. And it's a great way for me to continue to learn.
Right, right. So that activity is associated with the Martin Luther King basketball classic. So we give away several scholarships there. The referees for that game donate they get paid to referee, obviously, but they donate their money back, and we give away a scholarship that's in their name. And we give away, this year we had Pepsi and Jersey Mike's that helped us with scholarships. And so there are lots of different ways that people can get involved. So when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit about how Coaches for Charity has been able to survive for 15 years and what it looks like over the next few years. And we'll talk about the Bowl-a-thon and how people can get involved in that. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I'm Dr. Ed Ackerley, your host for the Friday Success Stories. With us in studio is my brother Bill Ackerley and Cassidy Hare and Janet Hare. All the four of us are part of the Coaches for Charity group that was started in 2009 and provides activities and fundraisers and community events for student athletes at the elementary, junior high, and high school level. Giving out scholarships to high schoolers at the MLK and at the Kickoff Classic. And then we also raise money at a bowl-a-thon. We have the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon coming up on Saturday, June 15th from 10 to noon at Lucky Strike Bowl. Bill, tell us a little bit about what happened in the last 2 years of how much money we raised and how getting started on this process and where the money, what the money goes to.
Okay, well, I should start by mentioning Alejandro Delgado Lopez, who helps out in this, and it was his idea when I first brought the idea up to have the funds go for this, to go to elementary schools, and he's involved with that along with his dad, Dale Lopez. It's part of the Roskridge Cougar Classic. But the first year we did it, we gave money to Whitmore Elementary School, and then last year we gave money to Manzo Elementary School. And it's a couple thousand dollars, so it really helps them with the ability to buy uniforms and basketballs and what other equipment they need. And we're announcing this morning that the team or the school that we'll get it this year is Gale Elementary School. And that's kind of unique because Mario Ibarra, who is the basketball coach over at Palo Verde High School, is kind of going there on his spare time because his kids go to that school, but he's starting up the sports program there. So it's a brand new sports program over at Gale, and the principal, Kathy Osoyo, is really getting involved in it too. So they're excited about getting the money for it, but Mario kind of has a connection with Coaches for Charity because 1 year, for the Roskridge Cougar Classic, he was the VIC. We do it every year. We pick a coach, and he was the very important coach, so he gets an article in the program. And then I think 3 years ago, he participated in the MLK. He had his girls' team play with Palo Verde there, and he was really, really supportive on that. So we're glad to get the money over to Gale and help their program get off the ground.
You know, it's important to note that, you know, these are TUSD schools, and you could say the same about Flowing Wells and Amphi and all the other schools that, there is budget available for sports, but when TUSD made the commitment that they were going back to sports and elementary schools, sporting programs and teams and so forth, you know, just like anything else, you know, my wife just retired after 25 years of teaching first grade, and the amount of money that we personally invested in her classroom over the last 25 years is amazing. It almost seems like it's a wash, the amount of money that she makes and the amount of money that we put back into the classroom. You should see my house now. It's full to the brim of stuff that she's brought home that, you know, that we purchased that she used for many years. But it's the same thing true of these coaches, you know, and the parents groups that, you know, they're trying to have these teams and get uniforms and equipment and so forth. And they have to sometimes, you know, there's some support there, but they also have to find some support in other places and get sponsors and so forth. So this is good, especially for some of these underserved populations.
Right, and in many ways, I think Coaches for Charity has kind of led the way, and especially Dale's Rossbridge Cougar Classic. He was doing it by himself there for many years, and we were helping him raise money and stuff like that. But now, TUSD, he was telling us the last time he was on the show that TUSD is saying they're seeing the value in it. So now they're giving these coaches stipends to get the programs going in the school. So
Dale Lopez and his family are just a Tucson treasure. Yeah. I mean, we are so lucky to have the family that's committed to you know, the kids and making our community a better place for them.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we got this bowl-a-thon coming up in a couple of weeks. We have a Lucky Strike Bowl, 10 to noon on Saturday, the 15th of June. Cassie, tell us a few of the teams that have already made a commitment to play.
Yeah, we always get a good turnout. This year it looks like it's going to be a good turnout again. Dale Lopez will be there representing the Rossbridge Cougar Classic, so that's great.
And I bet they take a couple lanes because yeah. he brings the whole family.
Yeah. A couple of other great companies in Tucson, Tidy Up Yard, LLC, Carlos Delgado will be there with a group. We have Pat Darcy with the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame, Tucson Unified School District, Interscholastics, of course, the DoubleTree Hotel at Reed Park, Cervical Cancer Awareness and Prevention Group, and then iRapture.com are all groups that are going to
be. So we have room for some more lanes, right, Bill? How many more lanes can we have?
Right. We could probably double the lanes, but we have enough now to make it a success. But anything else would be gravy, would be cream in the coffee. So.
And that's $250, and you get four or six players. You get soda and pizza. And, of course, adult beverages are on your own, but that might help your game. And,
right.
you know, you don't have to, as Cassidy said, you don't have to be a bowler to enjoy coming to this event. And, you know, I like the idea, Janet, of putting the bumpers up and just letting it fly. And
I tell you, we laugh so hard
it's
at
so
that
funny.
Event. It is really, you know, if you're... You want a good way to celebrate dad. It is Father's Day weekend.
Right.
I mean, I think every dad loves bowling. Hey, you can have a beer, you can have a game on, and you can play a game with your family all at the same time, you know?
Right. It's great. It's a great activity. And I just think it's fantastic that we're supporting schools and getting them sports equipment, playground equipment, and things that they need in order to fulfill the mission of athletics in elementary schools, which is really important. So we have a lot going on. So Janet, if someone wanted to give us a big donation or wanted to give us a prize or buy a lane or just come and be supportive, and they don't even have to bowl, but they could come and bid on some items at the little silent auction that we have. How can someone get involved and help us with Coaches for Charity?
You know, please visit our website, coachesforcharity.org, and reach out. We take all kinds of, you know, donation items. I mean, anything from, you know, you have a little shop, you have some wares in that. It's a great way to get some publicity for whatever you're trying to promote in your own business world. Also, you know, it's all tax deductible.
Right.
So it's a good way to give back. And, you know, it all comes back to you tenfold.
Yeah. Well, thank the three of you for what you do for Coaches for Charity. Bill, you produce those programs. They're beautiful. Janet and Cassidy, you organize everything. I just get to walk in and walk around and act official.
Well,
so.
That's all you do, Ed, right?
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Mr. does it all. We're grateful. We're grateful to have you as well.
Well, thank you so much. Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon on the Saturday, the 15th of June at Lucky Strike Bowl. Go to coachesforcharity.org to sign up and to figure out how you can donate and support athletes, student athletes in Tucson schools. It's a great, great organization. Well, thank you all for coming today, and we look forward to a successful event. If you'd like to be on Jump in Tucson, go to jumpintucson.com. This is Tucson's great station, KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, and you're listening to Jump in Tucson.